Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Daf Mem Ches, and we are starting about the second line with the words Amar Rabbi Elazar, and then Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's Alam Ches Amud Beis all the way at the end. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Batsav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we just talked about Nachash, which is divination, which is Asur Min Atayra. However, the Gemara concluded that Simen is okay, and now we continue discussing something similar. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says Hochan Achashmias Baskol. A person could go after a Baskol if he hears something, hears a voice, and that tells him to do something. So he could follow it, and it's no problem. It's not considered Nachash. Matam, what's the source for this? The pasuk says, your ears will hear something behind you saying that this is the path you should go on. So a bas kol is something that could be followed. Now we're gonna have a number of stories about this. Rabbi Elazar Alafunaya. Rabbi Elazar went into the restroom to relieve himself. Also, Avtiyuna Duramai, a Roman officer came in and stood him up and basically threw him out. And he sat in the place Rabbi Elazar was sitting in. Now Amar Hachin, Rabbi Elazar said to himself, "Kol amal loy akun bar nosh elli." He didn't take anyone out from their place where they were sitting except for me. He picked on me and chose to throw me out. I'm not going to leave here until I know what's going to be the end of the story. He viewed this as a baskol, as Hashem clearly sending him a message that he wasn't supposed to be sitting there. And so he said, I have to stick around. What happened? There was a snake there. Shari nafik, it started going out. And it bit this Roman officer and pulled his insides out. And obviously the guy died. And the Karl and Rebbe Elazar said about this, the following pasuk, and I'm going to place a person in your stead. Rebbe Elazar realized that this was a sign from Hashem that he shouldn't be sitting where he was, and someone took the blow instead of him. And another story about this, one of the Talmud Bar Kapara, he went out to go cut some wood. One of the other woodcutters saw a snake that was chasing after this Talmud Bar Kapara. So this other woodcutter called out and said to him, there's a snake chasing you. And when the snake heard this, it left the Talmud and went to chase the other woodcutter. And when the Talmud saw this, he said this following pasuk, I'm put someone else in your place. Another story, Germania, Avdei Rav Yehuda Nasiya. This fellow was a servant of Rav Yehuda Nasi. Nafik Bayi Milavel Rav Hila. He wanted to go out and escort Rav Hila. Also, Kel Shaita, a crazy, wild, rabid dog came along. Bayis Garya Bay Rav Hila. It wanted to attack Rav Hila. However, Gar Bay Garmani, this Garmani Eved, yelled at the dog, and Shavke, it left Rav Hila, Va'azalei Basrei, and started chasing and attacking this Garmani. V'kar Alai, Rav Hila said the following pasuk, V'etin Adam Tachtecha. And another story, Barkapara, Havi Al Chadakaria, Barkapara, walked into a city, Mi'al, and when he went in, Nikshal Batzbai, he injured his finger. And all, he went to the city, Vishama Kali Detalia, he heard the voice of a child, Kari, saying the following pasuk, in Begapa Yave, Begapa Yetze, if he goes in empty, he's going to come out empty. And after hearing this pasuk, Amar Barkapara said to himself, Daimishaloi Alas Biyadi El Hatachazu Bavad, it seems to be that the only thing I'm going to accomplish in this city is this wound that I got on my finger, and Mechain Havasle, that's what happened. Another story, Rabbi Yechon from Shem and Lakish, Havam is Chamdin Mechame Ape de Shmuel, they really desired to see the face of Shmuel. They wanted to greet him and say Shalom Aleichem, and they didn't know if they should go or not. And to Amrin, they said, Nelech HaChashmiyas Basko, let's go after Basko, let's wait for a sign from Hashem. Avrin Kume Sedra, they passed in front of the Beis Medrash, Shaman Kali Detalia, they heard the voice of a child calling out the following pasuk, Ushmuel Mes and Shmuel died. And Vesimon, they wrote down that time that he was saying this pasuk, Vechein Havaslein, that's what happened. Shmuel had actually died at that time, and that was her sign from Shemayim. Another story, Rabbiyan Rabbi Yisa, Salkin Mavakar Lavacha, Rabbiyan Rabbi Yisa wanted to go visit Rabacha, because he was aging and sick, and Amrin they said, Nelech Basar Shmias Basko, let's go after a Basko to see whether or not we should really go visit him. Shaman Kali de Itza, Amrin Lechaverta, they heard one woman asking her friend, Itve Butzina, did the lamp go out? So Amr La, the friend responded, Lo Yistafi, it didn't go out, Voloi Mitvi Butzinehin de Yisrael, and the light of Yisrael should not go out at all, and they took this as a sign, referring to Rav Acha's state, and they realized that he's going to get better and live, and that's actually what happened. And another story, Rabbi Yochanan, Hava Avar Bashuka, Rabbi Yochanan was going in the marketplace, Chamachad Mizben min Ilin Maltuma, he saw a fellow selling sweets. Amarle, he asked him, Min Ilin Atchai, is this how you live? Is this your Parnasa? Amarle, the guy said, In, yes. And after this conversation, Shavke Va'azale, Rabbi Yochanan walked away from the guy, and Basar Shah, after some time, Avar Gabe, he came back to the fellow. Amarle, the guy told him, Rebbe, Tzali Aloy Davin for me, Dmenahi Shaito, Loy Zomnus Klum, because from the moment you walked away from me, I haven't sold a single thing. Amarle, so he told him, Shani Asrech, change your place. Pa'am Shashinu Hashem Gairem, sometimes a person changing the name is a good change for their mazel, whereas pa'amim shashinu amakum gairim, sometimes changing place, that's the thing that's needed for shinu mazel, and so therefore you should change your place and try to sell your wares somewhere else. Another story, train talmidim in Reb Chanina, two talmidim Reb Chanina, have nafkin miktaya kisin, they went out to go cut some wood, chamsun chadis shulugus, an astrologer, stargazer, saw them, Amar, he said, ilin mitrain, these two fellows, may nafkin v'loy chazrin, they're going to go out, but they're not going to come back, they're going to die. Now may nafkin, after they went out, pagabahin chad sav, they met an elderly fellow, Amar Loin, he told them, Zachun imi, please do a favor for me. It's been 3 days and I haven't tasted a single thing. They had one little fig cake with them. That's it. That's all they had. But nonetheless, they cut it in half and they gave half to him. On top, he ate. He davened about them, meaning he gave them the following bracha. He told them, your nefesh, your souls, meaning you should live and you should have success today, the way that you help my soul live today. I mean, you kept me alive by giving me food, so you should have that same schos. And nafkin bishlam, achazim bishlam, they went out in peace and they came back in peace. Nothing happened to them. Now, v'havetaman b'nei enish t'shamun kalei. There were people over there that heard his voice. They had heard this astrologer say that these two people are going to go out and they're not going to come back. So amrin lei, they asked the astrologer, v'leikin amris, didn't you say, ilein train mei nafkin v'leichazrin, that those two guys are going to go out and not come back? And here we see that they're back, safe and sound. So Amri commented, idahacha gavar shaker, either this person is a liar, meaning I'm a liar, or the Israelai guy didei shakrin, his astrology is not true, meaning something went wrong over here. Now, filu kain, even so, also no pishon, they went out and searched Vashkan and they found chachina, a snake, palga bahadam muvla, upalga bahadam muvla, half of it was in this guy's bag and half of it was in that guy's bag, and they realized that something special was going on over here. And Amri, they asked, ma tivu avidischon yomadein, what good thing did you do today? And Mitanya lay ovda, they related the story that happened with the old man to the astrologer. And upon hearing this, Amar, he said, umahu gavar yachal avid, what's this person able to do? Meaning me, the astrologer, what am I able to do? Da lahaha indi udai mispias bapalgos eagle, because the God of the Jews is appeased with even half of a fig cake. Meaning even though I saw in the stars that these two fellows are supposed to die, all they did was a small act of chesed, and they lived, and that's beyond my astrology. Now once we're talking about astrology, we have another story. Rav Chana mishtoi hadein ovda, Rav Chana used to say over the following story, chad giur, there was a ger, havi astrologus, he was an astrologer, meaning when he was a guy, he would practice his astrology. After he became a yid, he wouldn't do so. However, chadzman also by mefuk, one time he wanted to go out on a journey, Amar, and he said, kidai nafkin, am I going to go out like this? I see in the stars that it's a dangerous time. But then Chaz Vermeer, right away he went back and said, klom idavkes b'hada umasa kadishasa, didn't I connect myself to this holy nation? Laila mifresh min ilin milaya, wasn't it to distance myself and separate myself from these things? The whole reason why I became a yid was because I didn't want to be involved in stargazing and things like that. And after fortifying himself in Emuna, nefak al shmei debaryon, he went out relying on his creator, relying on Hashem. And what happened on his journey? Karv l'michsa, he was in a very dangerous situation where a wild animal wanted to attack him. Pavli chamara, he gave the animal his donkey, v'achla, and ate his donkey instead of eating him. And Rav Chana commented as follows, man garmalei deyipol, begin to hear her. What caused him to fall in this challenging situation in the first place, and he was in his dangerous situation with the wild animal? It's because he had this yehurim, he had this doubt that maybe he shouldn't go because he saw in the stars that it was dangerous. And man garmalei deshtezev, what caused him to be saved? Begin this rachat al baryeh, that's because he went back to have emuna and he trusted in his creator, and that's why. And now going back to discussing nichosh, Amar Rav Levi says, kol menachesh, anyone who's involved in divination, soifei lavei olav, eventually it's going to get him. And umhatama, what's the source for this? Well, that's because the pasuk says, ki loy nachash b'yakov, and the word loy over here is spelled lamed aleph, meaning there is no nachash in Yaakov. However, we read it as ki loy nachash with the lamed vav, meaning the nachash will be onto him. If he's involved in divination, he will end up falling because of it. In Amar Bachabar Zair, he says, kol mi she'ena menachesh, anyone who doesn't do nichosh, mechitzasa lefnim mimalachi ashar, says the proper girsa, he's going to have more inner access than the malachim have. And Matan wants a source for this, and it's from Bilam. He said, and right afterwards, the pasuk tells us, ki loy nachash b'yakov. So we understand that when a person doesn't do nichosh, he's going to have this pasuk of Yisrael ma'pa'al kel applied to him, which means the malachim are going to ask him, ma'pa'al kel, what's Hashem doing? And that's because he has access to closer mechitzas than the malachim do. Now, once we quoted this pasuk, we have another understanding of it. Amar Rav Chanina b'Rid Ravo, kibechatzi yomav shol oylam, haya oisei rasha oymed. When that rasha, Bilam, when he was standing and he said this pasuk, it was halfway through the world. It was year 2486, and really, that was halfway through the world, and Mashiach should have come another 2486 years later, which would be the year 4972. And Matam, what's the source for this? Because the pasuk says, ka'ese yomar liyakov il yisrael ma'pa'al kel, focusing on the word ka'ese yomar liyakov, like this time it will be said to Yaakov, meaning at this very time that we're standing, in the same amount of time, that's when the ge'ula is going to come. And again, as we just said, Bilam was standing in the year 2486 from creation, so another 2486 years later, Mashiach should have come. And back to discussing Baskel, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, he tells us, Asida Baskel, Liyos Mifetzetzes Ba'ali Tzadikim, a Baskel is going to break through, it's going to be resounding in the tents of Tzadikim, and by Marison say, Kol Mishapal Imkel, anyone who did work with Hashem, which means he learned Torah Ba'amo Vigia and he did mitzvahs, Yavav Yitel Schara, he should come and take his schar. Now, Rechis says, B'Shem Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Asar HaKosh Baruch Hu, Lasses Mechitzosan Shal Tzadikim, Lifnim Mechitzosan Shal Malachi Hasharez, Hashem's going to make the Mechitzos of Tzadikim closer in than the Mechitzos of Malachi Hasharez. Malachi Hasharez, Shal in Oysan Va'imru Lahen, and the Malachi Hasharez are going to ask them and say to them, Ma Po'al Kel, what's Hashem doing? Meaning, Ma Harer Lechem HaKosh Baruch Hu, what's Hashem teaching you? And this is just like the Joshua that we had before. And Amar Vlevi Bar Chiyusa, he tells us, Loikvar Asakin Ba'ilam Hazeh, didn't Hashem already do that in this world? That even in this world, in a way Tzadikim are greater than the Malachim. Where do we see this? So Ador Dechsev, it's found in the following Pasuk. And this is all about when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani, Mishael, Azariah into the Kivshon Eish, into the fiery furnace, and they got saved. So the Pasuk tells us as follows, Ani Nebuchadnezzar v'Amar, Nebuchadnezzar spoke up and said, Ha ana chaze govern arba'a, I see four people, Shirayin mahalchin begay nura, walking around in the fire, v'chaval lo itai behind, and no wound is happening to them. Now it's important to note that the Pasuk says there was four people walking around the fire, but we know that he only threw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in, which is three people. Who's the fourth? So the fourth was a Malach. Now continue to explain the Pasuk, Umatam Loimar, what's our understanding, v'chaval lo itai behind, that a wound didn't happen to them, why doesn't he just say that the fire is not harming them? Why mention this lashon of that a wound didn't happen to them? El rather, Malavis teaches you shayu srisin. They were eunuchs, they weren't able to have children, v'nisrapu, and they got healed when they were in the fire. Continue to explain the pasuk, v'reve dikad miyasa in ksiv kan. It does not say in the appearance of the first one, which is referring to the malach. El rather, what does the pasuk say? V'reve di rivia, the appearance of the fourth one. And what does that tell us? That the malach was the fourth one there. He was behind Hanani v'Mishael v'Azariah. And we learn from here that Hein Hoy Machab Shalafan of Asur, they're so to speak conquering the fire in front of the Malach, even though the Malach was sent down to save them, we still see that they were in front of the Malach, and this brings out what was mentioned, that even in this world, to some extent, Tzadikim are greater than Malachim. Now continue to explain the Pasuk, when Nebuchadnezzar described this fourth one that he saw walking around the fire, he said, Dome Labar Lahin, it's similar to the son of Hashem. And Ruvain said, Ba'isasha at that time, Yard Malach, a Malach came down, Visato Elahu Rashi Alpiv, and hit that Rasha on his mouth, Amar Lehi. He told him, Takin Milech, fix your words, Ubar Islay, does he have a son? Hashem doesn't have a son. So what do you mean? It seems like Hashem's son is walking around. And Memtan Samad Alpha on the top, Chazar Umar, we see that Nebuchadnezzar went back and said a couple of psukim later, Brich Elohahoin di Shadrach Meshach v'Aved Negoi, blessed is the God of Shadrach Meshach and Aved Negoi, which were the Aramaic names of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. And why should he be blessed? So the Shalach Berei, Les Ksiv Khan, Nebuchadnezzar did not say, because Hashem sent his son down to save them, Elo di Shalach Malachi v'Shez of Lavdaihi. Nebuchadnezzar said that Hashem should be blessed because he sent his Malach down to save his servants. And so we see that he did fix up his words, originally called the Malach Bar Loin, and now he called him an actual Malach and not the son of Hashem. Hajjal Chomet Isha, Mazor finishing the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos. Joseph was able to finish this parak together. We should be able to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the seventh parak of the Masechet. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.